Welcome to Nature-backed podcast of Single Earth. In this series, we are talking with investors about their plans, the future, how they are investing in the green tech sector. My name is Tarmo Virkki, and in this episode one, we are talking with Aleksi Partanen from Icebreaker VC, how the Icebreaker is investing in early stage companies, how they are seeing the green investment scene developing, and what's out there in the future. Enjoy the show. Aleksi, tell a few words about Icebreaker. What is Icebreaker doing beyond, you know, in addition to breaking ice, of course?
In addition to breaking ice, we're a venture capital fund and investor, active in Finland, Sweden, and Estonia as the main markets. We're a team of 15 spread between Helsinki, Stockholm, and Tallinn, investing in the earliest possible stage of typically software-driven companies. In one of its definitions.
How it was born? I mean, why Icebreaker?
Well, I mean, Icebreaker is a great name of which I could tell long stories about. But then again, it can also be that it all started with a joke in the kitchen. And as the best ones, they just stay. So maybe at some point we will pay a design agency or whatnot to come up with the storyline. No, I guess the meaning behind one could actually say there really is that at the earliest stage of these companies, they do need to break the ice, right? I mean, they might be yet not moving forward at all, or they might be, for example, go out and solve a problem that has not yet been solved. Or they might be looking ahead of them like this deep frozen ocean, right? That no vessel can go through, and then they need to make it happen. Does it sound familiar enough to your own venture?
Absolutely, it sounds very familiar to all, you know, different journeys or ventures I've been part of. Tell a few words about, you know, how Icebreaker and green tech, climate tech. I know you guys invested in Single Earth, but is there any other kind of green tech investments in your portfolio also?
We actually have multiple, and looking at our investment funds, we're running from two funds. The first fund was born in 2017. And it was a 20 million euro fund, so it was fairly rapidly invested. The second fund was born when Helsinki went into lockdown, end of March 2020, and it was already a significantly larger fund, so a 100 million fund. Looking at the investments we've made, especially from the second fund, we actually have multiple teams that are wrestling with the same insanely large challenge that we have on this planet from different angles. Looking at the investments we've made, I mean, most of them are still under the radar, so the teams choose not to become yet publicly known, at least that they are funded in any way. But I would say that almost a quarter of cases that we look at seriously have something to do with different angles of this issue.
What's the reason? I mean, I think this one quarter sounds more than probably for the typical VC fund. Maybe these days it's slightly, you know, more common than it used to be, but still, why the interest in this field?
Yeah. Been always trying to keep things as simple as possible, and I feel like in the money market, which venture funds are operating in at the end of the day, money is a pretty fast learner. It typically even learns faster than the rest of the market. So I guess one of the main reasons is that we are becoming, like globally, people are becoming more aware of the issue we're facing, that this planet will not be able to hold us all, or at least not stand everything we do or would like to do. And that, on the other hand, brings a massive amount of opportunities. I was just yesterday talking about one single company, Tesla. They were at one point, they were valued at $1 trillion. What's the value based on? Is it based on amount of sold cars? Probably not.
Yeah. How many millions?
So it's car. it's based on the market believing that the future will be desiring the innovations that the company is bringing to us all. And I guess, like, to be frank, I feel the interest from venture funds is driven by two different tracks. One is like pure personal interest. For example, I can tell you honestly, I became much more interested about this whole domain when we got our son. So it became a lot more kind of important to think about other than yourself, I guess. And then the other track is the opportunities that we're seeing, like, that are at the end of the day rooted to financial returns, which at the end of the day is what we're supposed to return to our investors. I don't want to say that we would, for example, be driven purely by our personal interest into saving the world. It would be, in my opinion, naive and misleading. And I guess, like, the latest researches and study papers you can read from different universities and whatnot actually do conclude that without having an element of a kind that would be rooted into the common economics logics, it might not be as fast, at least the change.
Exactly. So, and that's what we are kind of rooting for with a single Earth, that there should be some kind of change in the whole economic system.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of nature-backed financial system, does it sound crazy to you?
I remember very, very vividly the day I came to Tallinn from Helsinki. It's like a 2-hour ferry trip, and I was about to meet the first time face-to-face these two individuals, Merit and Androsen. We met them at, if I don't remember wrong, Lift 99, some meeting room there. And already during that first meeting, I realized that, okay, here I'm dealing with some pretty specially, like, in a special way, driven individuals. And I kind of felt that, okay, with these guys, I can let go as well. And I feel it kind of became I'm not a musician, but I would say like a jamming session of a kind. And I guess that session just keeps on going. and now there's like, I don't know, 60 or something of you. So it's already a big band. but but like it's in the process of creating something new. I mean, you have to let go, and if that's a definition of crazy, then I would say yes. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, I feel it's necessary. Without it, no rational individual would ever conclude, at least with this pace, conclude that okay, we should get on to this, we should do it.
Mm. I think so,
crazy in a good way and in a necessary way, I would say.
I mean, the kind of development and progress kind of always needs a bit of element of craziness. Otherwise, there is no development, right?
Correct.
I mean, I'm hearing from different directions that the in the investment world, the I don't know, the climate tech is a big deal, and I think somebody recently quoted somewhere saying that there is actually more money than startups for the reasonable climate tech projects. Do you see something similar?
For sure. I mean, I was just yesterday talking to a colleague at the much later stage fund than where we invest in. And I often have those discussions with different stage investors because they have a different view, right? On different maturity levels of teams and companies and so on. And we had a pretty good discussion about like, okay, let's look at NASDAQ IPOs. How many are actually impact driven? Can't come up with one.
Yeah.
Right. So, how many are software companies trying to help a sales guy do his job better, or helping, I don't know, teams to, I don't know, share information faster, or I don't know, stock broker platform for common people, I don't know. So, I mean, given that's the case, that there are not yet many, and given that we all understand, like we all share the same understanding that this planet is dying, right, if we continue on this track, and it becomes like impossible to live in. So, and yet we haven't found another place to go to, right? So but anyways, so what I was about to say is that given that this is becoming an insanely large problem, it is pretty natural for it to be seen as a huge opportunity.
Mm.
We need to remember, I was just this morning discussing with another person about the whole coronavirus situation. I mean, depending on the market, obviously, and depending on geolocation and whatnot. But last time I checked, economies have been better than ever.
Yeah, in general.
Right.
I mean, markets have been up and down, but I think the economies in general, yes.
But in general, they are up. If you do a line from like beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of 2022, it's a fairly up and right arrow, while we have had the biggest suffering since Second World War. So it's kind of how to put
it. It's the, it's the world.
Crisis brings insane opportunities.
Mm.
It is.
Exactly.
That's like it's been always like that, right? Mm. And I guess like what makes the opportunities in this particular category that, for example, Single Earth is working in so intriguing is that it's all positive. We are not trying to find up the world, the earth more or something like that, trying to use technologies to find that last hidden drop of oil somewhere, you know. But instead we're in the mission to save it, to conserve it, to have them species around us, to have those forests, to have those wetlands, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, that adds a huge drive to it, I would say, because it then has more than just financial interest as an opportunity, but it actually includes this continuity and conserving our planet and whatnot, saving it for our children and grandchildren and whatnot.
Exactly. As you were referring to the natural passion level for, you know, improving the sales software system processes is something which, you know, for me personally, it would be difficult to figure of waking up every morning and being passionate about. I know there are people who are passionate about
it. There are people, yes. Some people even enjoy pain, level of excitement to it, because it's actually built into us. Because humans as a species, like any other, is driven to survive. And it's driven to exist. We're not like collectively saying, hey, let's all just die. Quite the contrary.
But it must be really different for a VC or for an investor who thinks that, hey, I'm, you know, have to get the returns for my investment and the fund, and there is an opportunity to shave something to get a few percentages more, and then there are projects which, you know, kind of on the other hand try to save the world. So to me, often the listed companies, they typically trade on the, you know, quarterly numbers, how many people they can cut on the cost level and how they can put the profit per share up. And on the other side, there is companies like Single Earth who kind of working on a small mission of trying to save the world. So they sound like totally different worlds.
Well, yes and no. If you think of if you would, for example, envision that, okay, what if Single Earth becomes like the future Federal Reserve of natural resources, natural world, right? You could compare it to an enormously large bank. So, but we're just having different types of assets. You know, we're trading with different types of things than cash money.
I kind of like the Federal Reserve comparison or central bank comparison.
Yeah, and then you could ask yourself, well, what if someone would pitch you that, hey, I'm going to build a new central bank, but it's going to be holding in it as its assets the entire world, natural resources. I don't know. I mean, then you bump into a crazy opportunistic, always optimistic venture fund manager, and you're like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah, life happens.
Yeah, no, but I feel like, again, ideas are cheap, right? I mean, they're easy to come up with, and anyone can come up with any ideas, right? And have any missions, like ethical missions or value-driven missions, whatever. But a totally different thing is to do something and to get something done. And I think that's then what if you're asking from an investor perspective, what makes something very interesting is that, you know, I'm not hyper interested, wouldn't be a bunch of people with a very golden value set, right? But I get super excited about people who can get other people excited, and then them as a group can get shit done. Right? So that's when the value starts to, you know, actually get created and not just talked about.
Exactly. Of course, in the startup world, we have a lot of examples where, you know, value is created through talking about it. And some of those cases don't end up very well, but that's a totally different talk. Wanted to maybe slowly starting to wrap up the, when you look into the 2022, what's your kind of the big goals this year? What do you how do you want to change the world in the near term?
I want to invest in as many teams as possible who are driving, who are driven by as ambitious or even more ambitious missions than what, for example, Single Earth is pursuing. I feel like the biggest gift we can give, not only investors, but everyone, is just to support those who will help us all to become better. And we as investors, we're doing our small part by giving access to capital, but obviously giving access to expertise and support and what have you, right? And I would like to be able to help as many teams, as many small starts of teams as possible this year.
And if they're out there,
we are running out of time. We know that, right? I mean, this planet is running out of time. So the faster we try to help as many people as possible, the higher the likelihood that some of these will turn into actual change.
Cool. If there is listening, small entrepreneurs thinking about their crazy ideas to change the world, or big entrepreneurs who are wanting to change the world, what's the stage to contact you guys?
The moment you get the crazy idea.
Not before.
Even before.
Okay.
Even before. I mean, there is no such thing as too early for us. Like, we don't need to see a business plan. We don't need to see a presentation. We don't need to have any of that. We are very driven by people. We are very, very open. And if we are not the right people to help you move forward, we probably know who can.
Cool.
So lowest possible threshold. Mm. We are like super keen on getting to know everyone who wants to get something done.
Mm. That's a very good starting point. Ending for this recording. Thanks, Aleksi, for your time.
No, thank you, Tamad. Again, my most sincere apologies for the craziness.
Thank you for listening. We will be back next week. Turn on to Nature-Backed Podcast.
Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over four decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. Electric acid.